我这样讲后面听得见吗？
By speaking this volume, can you hear me in the back?
可以哈，不一定听得懂，但是听得见。
You may not understand, but you can hear me.
感谢主，让我又有一次的机会来到弟兄姊妹面前，交通主的话。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to gather before brothers and sisters that we may fellowship in His word.
上次来交通的一个题目是血月。
Last time I was with brothers and sisters, we fellowship on this topic of the blood moon.
今天来交通血牛。
Today we'll share on the red, heifer.
对，我们打开几处的圣经。
We'll read a few Bible passages.
首先我们来看民数记。
First we'll turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记的十九章
Numbers chapter 19，
我们要从第一节念到第十节。
We read from Numbers 19 chapter 19 verses 1 through 10。
那为节省时间呢，我念单数节，我们弟兄用英文念双数节。
To save a bit on time, I'll be reading the odd number verses, and our brother will read the even number verses.
我们把这十节圣经念完。
So we'll read Numbers chapter 19 verses 1 through 10.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说
This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord have commanded, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot,Wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke.
交给祭司以利亚撒，他必牵到营外，人就要把牛宰在他面前。
Verse 4, and Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times.
人要在他眼前把这母牛焚烧。烧牛的皮、肉、血、粪都要焚烧。
Verse 6, and the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer.
祭司必不洁净到晚上，要洗衣服，用水洗身，然后可以进营。
Verse 8, and he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the evening.
必有一个洁净的人收起母牛的灰放在营外洁净的地方为以色列会众调作除污秽的水这本是除罪的。
Verse 10, and he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening, and it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them for statue forever.
我们跳到同样这一章的十六、十七节。
We'll read the same chapter verses 16 and 17.
十九章十六节。无论何人在田野里摸了被刀杀的，或是尸首，或是人的骨头，或是坟墓，就要七天不洁净。
Verse 17, and for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel.
好，这是。民数记的部分。
This is the passage we read from Numbers.
下面我们要读新约的部分。
Then we'll read the passage in the New Testament.
新约我要大家翻到希伯来书。
Found in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书我们要看的是第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
我们要读的是第十一节到十五节。
We'll read from Hebrews chapter 9 verses 11 through 15.
第九章第十一节，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的。
Verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered it once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
注意十三节。
Pay attention to verse 13.
若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁净的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。
Verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
15节，为此，他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。这是希伯来书我们读的部分。
And this is the portion we will read from Hebrews.
另外我们要看一点主耶稣讲到他第二次回来的事。
Another passage we will read is the Lord Jesus himself speaking about his second return.
因为主的第二次的回来，按照主的话，我们要看他当年怎么说。
Now, according to his own return, we have to look at our Lord's own words, what he himself have said.
在马太福音二十四章十五节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 15.
你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可憎的，站在圣地。读这经的人需要会意。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand.
所以在这一句话里头，主提到他第二次回来，跟但以理当年提到有一个人的出现，两个有关系。
This is the Lord's own words concerning his return and is connected with what Daniel the prophet previously said. These two passages are connected.
所以主就讲到但以理当年在但以理书第九章二十七节讲过这么一句话。
And the Lord is referring to what Daniel himself said in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel in verse 27.
那我们读一下。
So we'll read that Daniel chapter 9 verse 27.
那是在他一个意象的里头，他看到中间有一个记载。
And that is in the visions Daniel received, one of the visions, this is what he recorded.
那个意象叫做七十个七。
And in this particular vision of Daniel, it is referred to the 77s.
就是以色列人在地上的历史，虽然他们亡国，但是还没有结束。
And this is referring to the 70 weeks, which speaks of the destruction of the nation of Israel. Though the nation was destroyed, their nation did not end.
那个时候他们违背神，神警告他们不听，神就打发了巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来，把他们整个的这个国家灭掉，他们被掳去巴比伦做奴隶。
During that period of time, God had warned his people, the Israelites, yet they disobeyed, and God allowed for the Babylonians, for King Nebuchadnezzar to come to destroy the nation, and they were all taken as slaves into captivity.
那些心里面爱神的人就非常的痛苦。
And those who loved the Lord in their heart were in sorrow.
按照神的应许，他们应该做万国之首。
According to the promise of God, they ought to be the head of nations.
人要认识耶和华，要到耶路撒冷来认识耶和华。
And when others want to come to know of the Lord God, they would have to come to Jerusalem to know him.
可是今天耶路撒冷被仇敌烧掉了。
But at that time, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed and burned by the enemy.
圣殿也被外邦人毁掉了。
And the temple was destroyed by the Gentiles.
他们还跑到外国去做奴工。
And in fact, they were in forced labor in captivity in exile land.
所以对一个敬畏神爱神的人，这种情形是反常的。
And for one who loved God and who feared God, this is very abnormal.
那但以理是在少数人中间一个幸运者， 被掳到皇宫去。
And Daniel amongst the captive, he was one who was fortunate to be in captivity in the royal palace.
所以神给他四个大的意象。
Therefore, God gave him four great visions.
构成这一个但以理书。
And that was recorded for us in the book of Daniel.
那他第四个意象就是这个现在我们要读的。
And this is the fourth vision which Daniel received from God concerning the 70 weeks.
那我们只注意他最后一个七。
And we will only take note of the last seven, the last week of this 70 weeks.
好，我们但以理书第九章二十七节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 27.
就是主耶稣在马太二十四章所引用的。
And that was what our Lord himself was referring to previously. We read in Matthew 24:15.
那但以理看到什么呢？
And what did Daniel see?
他说一期之内他必与许多人建立盟约。
And this is what he saw, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
一期之半就是三年半他必使祭司与贡献止息。
And in the midst of the week, which is referring to 7 years, in the midst of that, in 3.5 years, he shall cease, cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
那这个人物叫做行毁坏可憎的，他就如飞而来。
And for the overspreading of abominations, he, this person is referring to the one who is the abomination of desolation, he shall make it desolate.
然后有愤怒请在那个行毁坏可憎的那个人的身上，一直到所定的结局。
Even until the consummation and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
这是但以理在第四个意象里面看见的。
This is what Daniel saw in his fourth vision.
那个特别的人物叫做行毁坏可憎。
And the character is referred to as he.Who will cause the abomination of desolation?
他有什么特点？
And what is the unique characteristic of him?
说到第一，他要在七年的开始与许多的人国家签订盟约。
So one of the special characteristic is at the beginning he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That's 7 years.
这是七年的开始。
And this is the beginning of this 7 years.
可是到了三年半，就是七年的中间。
But in the midst of this week, this 7 years, that is 3.5 years.
他要发一个命令。
He will give this command.
他发这个命令讲什么？
And what is this command?
他要使祭祀与贡献止息。
He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
那主耶稣说到这件事的时候，他说这个人要站在圣地。
And when the Lord was referring to this passage, he said he shall stand in the Holy Land.
那这个时候有大事要发生了。
And so during that time, when he stood in the Holy Place, this great thing will take place.
所以这就是我们要注意的关于主第二次回来的事。
And this is a point we have to take note of concerning our Lord's return.
跟红母牛也要拉上关系。
It is also connected with the passage we read about the red heifer.
所以我刚刚念的圣经是彼此是要有关系的。
So the passages we read earlier are connected with one another.
所以如果你要知道到底讲什么。
So if you want to figure out what I am speaking about.
耳朵竖起来听哈。
So perk up your ears and hear.
对，求圣灵帮助我们。
And may the Holy Spirit help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we praise and thank thee.
在主的日子，早晨，我们一同来擘饼纪念主。
In the Lord's day, this morning, we gather together to remember, break bread and remember thee.
纪念你为我们每一个罪人所做的大功。
We remember thee, Lord, for the great work which thou hast done for all of us sinners.
我们一起来感谢你。
And together we thank thee.
我们一起来把荣耀、赞美归给被杀的羔羊。
Together we offer glory and praises unto the Lamb who was slain.
你也要我们等候你第二次回来。
Thou also desire for us to await for thy return.
现在我们一起来读你的话。
Now that we have read thy word.
来听你的圣言。
To hear thy word.
我们祷告求赐人智慧与启示灵赏给我们。
We pray that thou will grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
不管讲的、翻译的。听的每一个人
for the speaking, for the translating and hearing, for all of us.
求圣灵帮助我们
We pray that the Holy Spirit will aid us.
能够有 用属灵的话解释属灵的事。
That spiritual words would use to interpret spiritual things.
让我们每一个人也有属灵的悟性，能够听得懂圣灵今天要向众教会每一个基督徒所说的话。
That would grant us a spiritual understanding to understand what the Holy Spirit is speaking to the many churches today.
让我们每一个人都预备好等候你的回来。
May we all prepare well for thy return.
求主帮助。
Lord, we pray for thy help.
虽然我们要经过许多的艰难。
Even though we will go through much hardship.
但是你与我们同在，我们就没有什么可以害怕的。
But thou art with us, we shall fear no evil.
因为在你有足够的恩典与力量。
Because with thee there is sufficient grace and strength.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督宝得胜的名。
In the overcoming victorious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
首先我们来看红母牛这件事。
First, let us consider about the red heifer.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament,
神有启示，用旧约的会幕、圣殿，还有那些器皿来启示神的心对以色列人。
The Lord has revealed His heart unto the Israelites through the tabernacle, to the temple, through all the vessels.
那不管这些神启示的会幕、圣殿，还有包括以色列人本身这些选民。
And whatever is the revelation of God, whether it's the tabernacle, the temple, or Israel as a nation, the chosen people themselves.
一面神把他自己启示给他的选民。
On the one hand, God made himself known to his chosen people.
同时神也借着这整个的启示旧约来影射到新约，告诉我们所有神的儿女。到底我们的神是怎么样一位神？
At the same time, besides referring himself to his people of the Old Testament, it is through those foreshadowing he is referring to all the people of God, those who belong to him, what kind of God he is.
接着那些祭牲，
through all the sacrifices,
赎罪祭、赎愆祭等等，
whether it is the sin offering or the guilt offering, all these offerings.
来告诉有罪的人怎么样可以来到无罪的神面前，让我们的罪得着赦免。
It is to let for us who are sinners to know how we can approach God and come before Him.
接着那些祭司献的祭，
and through the sacrifices that the priest offered.
告诉我们新约我们也是有君尊的祭司，要侍奉神的。
It is to let us know of the new covenant that we are of a royal priesthood. We ought to also serve God.
我们也要献祭。
And we need to offer a sacrifice.
今天我们不献牛不献羊了。
But yet today our sacrifice is not of the bull or the sheep.
因为主耶稣是那个神的羔羊。
Because our Lord Jesus himself is that Lamb of God.
他上了十字架。
And he himself went on the cross.
一次就完成了整个旧约里面赎罪的这个工作。
And once for all, he has put an end to all the atonement in the Old Testament.
那么在神启示这许许多多的人事物里头，
And in all the people and events that God have made known,
神也留了一些小的一些启示。
God has also left behind certain smaller revelation.
有一个叫做中文翻译叫做什么阿撒谢勒，英文翻译叫做 scapegoat。
And for example, one of that is in the Chinese, it is just by the sound of the word, but that is the scapegoat, Azaleel.
我们听过的人举手。
And if you heard of that scapegoat by name, you can raise your hand.
那个是记载在利未记十六章的。
And that is recorded for us in Leviticus chapter 16.
在赎罪日的那一天。
And it is offered during the Day of Atonement.
大祭司要献祭。
And the high priest will offer this.
有献公牛。
And there is the bullock.
有献两只这个公山羊。
And there will also be offered two rams.
他都有讲究。我今天不是讲这个，我只是举一个例，就是说，在这些献祭的里头，那两只公山羊，有一只当赎罪祭献了。有一只要放到旷野去的。
That is not my point today. That's only an illustration and example. So of the two rams that are offered on that particular day, one is offered as a sacrifice and the other is to set free into the wilderness.
那只叫 scapegoat.
And that is the scapegoat.
中文就叫它什么阿撒谢勒。
And that is in the translation of the sound is Azaleel.
这是一个小的伏笔，要讲也是要讲到基督的一个特性。
That likewise is a hidden line that is speaking of the uniqueness of Christ.
对，那今天呢，就特别要 来看另外一个讲到一个红母牛也跟基督的一个特性发生关系的。
Today I would like to share about the red heifer, which is also speaking of a uniqueness of Christ.
那这一个红母牛的记载就是在我们刚刚念的民数记十九章。
And the recording concerning the red heifer is what we have read in Numbers chapter 19.
好，在这刚刚我们念的这段圣经里面。
And the chapter we read in 19 of Numbers.
第二节，耶和华说。
The Lord said,
你要吩咐以色列人把一只没有残疾未曾负轭纯红的母牛牵到这里来。
Verse 2, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord have commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke.
交给这个祭司以利亚撒，他就要带着这个红母牛呢到营外去。
And what is to be done should give unto the priest that he will bring her forth without the camp.
这个牛呢，这个红母牛呢，就要宰在这个大祭司的面前。
And this red heifer shall slay before the priest's face.
祭司就要把他这个血收来的时候，把他的手放在这个血的里面，弹在会幕的幔子上。
And the priest shall take of the blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation.
然后这个会幕就分别为圣了。
And then the tabernacle would be sanctified.
然后这个母牛呢，就它的皮、它的肉、它的血、它的粪，这四样东西，通通要在营外的这个坛来焚烧。
And the heifer...which will be burned in his sight, four things, her skin, her flesh, her blood, and her dung shall be burned without the camp.
然后剩下来这个灰就要收集起来。
And then what would remain is that one will gather the ashes.
收集起来以后放在这个营外的洁净的这个地，等到有一些事情，有一些人物就要来用这个灰来洁净。
The gathering of the ashes will be kept outside the camp, and if certain people or things, events happen, then the ashes outside the camp will be used.
它是有一个独特的目的。
There is a unique purpose for this.
刚刚我们看到的是先把洁净这一个会幕。
First, we see the sanctification for the tabernacle.
那然后你读十六节、十七节的时候
，When we read verses 16 and 17，
他就说到有一些事情必须用这个灰来洁净的。
We read of certain things that must require the cleansing from the ashes of the burnt heifer。
十六节
，verse 16，
无论何人在田野里摸到被杀的，或是碰到死尸，或者人的骨头，或者坟墓，这四样东西。
These four things, whosoever touch one that is slain with a sword in the open field, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave.
那就必须到十七节说，要为这不洁净的人拿这些灰除掉他们的不洁。
Verse 17 tells us, then the unclean person shall take up the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin to be cleansed.
然后这是第二，这是一个被洁净的一个对象。第一是那个会幕，第二是这个不洁净的人，沾了死尸的人。第三呢，你如果读十五节，
This is of the three the objects of being cleansed. One is the tabernacle, and second is the person who have come into death, a corpse.
刚刚我们没有念十五节。
We have not read verse 15. We'll also read as well.
我念给你们听。
I'll read verse 15.
凡敞口的器皿，就是没有扎在没有盖子的，也是不洁净。那也要用这一个器皿来用这个灰来洁净这个器皿。
And every open vessel which have no covering bound upon it is unclean. That is also required for the ashes of the red heifer for purification.
所以在犹太人的传统
In the tradition of the Jews.
什么时候要用这个灰呢
When will this ashes be used?
一个是沾死尸的那些人
One is the person who have come into contact of a corpse.
他们是侍奉神的
Because they serve God.
他们应该是洁净的
They ought to be clean.
但是因为这些死尸
But because of the dead body.
那他们只要用这个灰来洁净他们，使他们有是分别为圣来侍奉神。
They will use the ashes of the red heifer to be purified, to be sanctified, to serve God.
那有一些在圣殿就是会幕中的这些拿来要侍奉神的器皿。
And for the vessels in the tabernacle that are used to serve God,
没有盖子。
Those without a covering bound to it.
什么东西没有盖子？
For example, what vessels don't have a covering?
装那个高油的那个壶啊，油壶。
The vessel to use to, for the olive oil to, for the lamp.
那这个壶是没有盖子的。
That vessel, the pitcher will have no covering.
所以这样的器皿都要用这个灰来洁净。
For example, such vessels that are without a covering, they will use the ashes to purify.
所以你要知道，会幕需要洁净，这个人需要洁，这个祭司要需要洁净，这个会幕中的器皿也需要洁净。用什么洁净呢？
Therefore, we know the sanctification is not only on the tabernacle, but also the priests, those who serve God, and the vessels, how to sanctify them.
就是红母牛的。
It is required for the ashes of the red heifer.
Okay. 所以这件事情是写在圣经的第十九章民数记。
And this is recorded for us in Numbers chapter 19.
那么我们去读以色列人的历史。
Now when we read the history of the Israelites,
你就知道他们曾经在旷野的时候，摩西带他们出埃及在旷野，那个时候神叫他们建了。
We know the history is when God led them out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness, God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle.
所以那第一批的人跟摩西同时代的人，他们建了会幕。
The first group of people, contemporaries of Moses, they built the tabernacle.
所以那个时候他们需要什么？
What did they need at that time?
就开始在会幕的侍奉。
They needed to begin the service in the tabernacle.
先考考大家，什么，他们要建会幕的时候人在哪里？
Now, let me quiz you. When they were to build the tabernacle, where were they located? It is on Mount Sinai.
对，他们离开了埃及。
They have already left Egypt.
来到西乃山。
And they were at Mount Sinai.
神在那里颁布十诫给他们。
And there God gave them the Ten Commandments.
后来他们犯了罪。
They sinned.
对不对？拜了什么？金牛犊。
What happened? Because they sinned, they worshipped the golden calf.
对付了那个罪。
And there God dealt with that sin.
后来又把摩西叫到山上去。
And later on called Moses up the mount.
启示给他们会幕。
And revealed to him the tabernacle.
要他们好好的在这建一个会幕来侍奉神。跟以色列人跟埃及人就分别了。
And commanded them to give him the pattern to build the tabernacle and to separate from the practice of the Egyptians.
然后在他们中间分别了一个支派，就是利未支派，来侍奉耶和华。
And God separated for himself one tribe, and that is the Levites there to serve God.
所以他们就建了会幕。
And there they built the tabernacle.
建了那些会幕里面的器皿。
And they have made the vessels used in the tabernacle.
然后整个的利未人，利未支派跟祭司合在一起，他们都是同一个支派的。来做侍奉神的事情。
The tribe of Levi, the Levites and the priests, they are of one tribe, and there they are to serve God.
所以那个时候他们就杀了什么？
At that time, what did they slay?
红母牛。
And then they slay the red heifer.
拿了这个灰。
And they used the ashes
来洁净会幕、人、祭司、第三器皿。
They used the ashes of the red heifer to cleanse the tabernacle, the priests, and the vessels.
这些要进入侍奉的时候，只有红母牛的灰可以让这一切得到洁净来侍奉。
Those who are to enter into service must and only be cleansed, purified by the ashes of the red heifer before they can enter into such service.
听懂了、
Have you understood? Did you hear?
没有猛查查。
Now, do not be confused.
好，那这件事情就一直到了有多久啊？ 到了他们建圣殿。
And how long did this continue on until they built the temple?
从摩西到建圣殿，谁建的呢？是大卫的儿子所罗门。
Until Moses, until the temple was built by who? The son of David, Solomon.
那这个时候大概过了五百年。
And it's about 500 years of history.
五百年过去，等到所罗门出来的时候，他就建了。第一个圣殿。
And about 500 years later, when Solomon appeared, he built the first temple.
对吧？
Right?
那么圣殿怎么洁净呢？
And how was the temple cleansed?
也是需要什么？
What was it required?
红母牛的灰啊。
Also the ashes of the red heifer.
对吧？做同样的事情。
It is the same ordinance.
所以这件事是在第一个圣殿的时候也是跟当年洁净会幕是同样的 procedure.
It is the same process, the cleansing of the temple as it was for the purification of the tabernacle.
好，那么按照犹太人的经典
Now according to the Mishnah, the traditions, the Mishnah of the Jews.
因为摩西五经是犹太人最重要的一个经典，因为讲到神的律法，神的启示。
Because the Mishnah or the Pentateuch is the most important law for the Israelites, the five books of Moses.
那就有拉比呢，就去写了很多的著作来解释这个摩西五经。
For they speak of the law of God, so many rabbis, they had many, many volumes, books that interpret these laws of Moses.
对，据说好像一百多本吧，这个解释五经的书。
There are hundreds volumes of books from rabbis to interpret the five books of the law.
然后后来又有一批拉比专门来解释这个解释五经的书，就第三代了啊。
So now the next generation, there will be yet another group of rabbis who are explaining the interpretations of the law from the rabbis to us.
那个第三代解释这个解释五经的书的那个第三代的书好像就叫 Mishnah.
This third generation of books by the rabbis who are explaining the interpretation from the first group of rabbis about the law, those books are called the Mishnah.
那这个 Mishnah 的里面就记载到关于红母牛的事。
And in these books, it is, they have written about the red heifer.
就记载着在历史从摩西开始的大祭司一直下来到了这个所罗门的祭司，然后又第一个圣殿被毁，他们被掳到巴比伦去，对吧？做奴隶70年，回来建第二个殿。
So in these Mishnah records for us the history from the time of Moses to the first temple built by Solomon, and then the first temple was destroyed. They were in captivity in Babylon for 70 years and returning to build the second temple.
没有睡着吧?
Are you still awake?
你要跟着我的思路走哈。
Are you still with me? You're following my train of thought.
这个从会幕进到第一个圣殿，然后进到第二个圣殿。
So from the tabernacle to the first temple, now in the second temple.
这样漫长的历史过来
，in this very long period of time，
第二个圣殿是谁建的
？Who built the second temple？
所罗巴伯
，It was Zerubbabel，
对吧
？Right，
所罗巴伯他从被掳之地70年后回来，回耶路撒冷，把那个圣殿第二个殿再建起来。
Zerubbabel and 70 years of captivity returned from exile to the promised land to build the second temple.
所以那个时候的大祭司也要找什么?
So at that time, what did the high priest also need to find?
要让第二个圣殿可以进功能,他们又需要什么?
And so in order for the second temple to have its function, what do they need?
红母牛对不对
They also need the red heifer, right?
需要这个灰来洁净这当时的祭司当时的圣殿器皿都需要这个红母牛。
Likewise, they need the red heifer to the ashes from the burnt red heifer to cleanse the temple and the priests and the vessels.
所以又过了多少年呢？就是说从第一个殿到第二个殿，大概又过了400多年。
And another about 400 years passed from the first temple to the second temple.
然后这个第二个殿一直到主耶稣。
And the second temple remained until the days of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在的时候就是那个第二个殿。
In the days of our Lord Jesus, what's that second temple?
只是那个第二个殿是经过当时有一个当地的王叫做希律王。
But that second temple, the one who reigned at that time, King Herod,
他把那个第二个殿本来很小，没有第一个殿宏伟，但是他花了代价把第二个殿再美化起来。
And that second temple was not as majestic and grand and beautiful as the first temple, but yet King Herod did not spare any expenses and he beautified that second temple and made it grand.
圣经说那个 beautify 美化就花了46年。
And that process in the Bible tells us it took 46 years for him to beautify the second temple.
从希律一世到希律二世。
It was from King Herod the First to King Herod the Second.
所以等到主耶稣来的时候，那个殿是很宏伟、很漂亮的。
Therefore, during the time of the Lord Jesus, that temple was so majestic, so grand, it was beautiful.
所以他们每次去看那个美丽的圣殿，犹太人都非常的骄傲，会非常的。
We can read in the scriptures when the Jews saw how beautiful and grand that temple was, they felt very proud and very pleased, delighted at how grand that temple was.
但是做梦没有想到耶稣会讲一句很可怕的话。
But they could not imagine these frightening words from the Lord Jesus himself.
那句话是什么？
What did those words mean?
将来没有一块石头要留在石头上。
You recall the words of our Lord said that one stone will not be on top of another. He is speaking about the grand temple.
有一天，这个你们认为可夸口的神的家，这个美轮美奂的第二个圣殿，也要被拆的，没有一块石头留在石头上。
So even though you are so proud of this beautiful, majestic temple, that the Lord Jesus said that one day not one stone will be upon another of this temple.
这个预言讲出来的时候，大概是主后三十年。
And when the Lord spoke this prophecy, it was about 30 years, 30 AD.
对。那这个预言什么时候应验？
And when did this prophecy fulfilled?
过四十年。
Another 40 years later.
就是主后七十年那一年。
That is 70 AD.
果然罗马的王子提多。
Indeed, it was King Titus, Emperor Titus, Roman Emperor Titus.
那个时候他还不是 Empress。那个是他后来被 Empress， 但是他来打耶路撒冷的时候，他只是一个王子。
The Prince Titus, he was not yet emperor yet, but when he came to attack Jerusalem,
他来围攻两年，把这个城打破，烧了，然后把圣殿也被毁了。
He besieged Jerusalem for 2 years. At the end, he captured it and he destroyed Jerusalem and he burned Jerusalem.
这就应验了耶稣。当年四十年前讲的预言
fulfill the prophecy with the Lord Jesus gave 40 years prior.
好，在耶稣讲这些预言的时候
，Now when the Lord Jesus spoke this prophecy，
门徒问他
，The disciples asked him，
你刚刚讲这个殿什么时候要被毁掉
？So when will these things take place about the temple？
门徒问第二个问题
，And then the disciples asked the second question.
第二次再来的时候有什么预兆？
What are the signs of your return?
所以我们刚刚读的马太福音24章第15节的在整章都是回答门徒的问题，但是15节他特别提到一个兆头。
Now in the entire chapter of Matthew, chapter 24 was the Lord's answer to the questionings of his disciple. But the verse we read in verse 15 was the sign.
这个兆头是讲到他第二次回来。
And this sign is concerning his second coming.
他要回来之前有一个人物要出现。
And before his second coming, there is this person who will appear.
那个人物叫做行毁坏可憎。
And that person is referred to as the abomination of desolation.
注意听哦，这个人物没有出现，耶稣第二次回来不会实现。
Now before the appearing of the second person, the Lord second coming will not appear.
那这个人物是但以理第一个提出来的。
And it was Daniel who first made mention of this character.
他的特点是什么
？And what is his characteristic?
他要出现在这一个七十个期的最后一个期。
And this person will appear on the last week of the 70 weeks.
那这个最后一个七年
And this last week.
这位老兄
And this person.
行毁坏可憎的
referred to as the abomination of desolation, his appearance. And he will be on the world stage.
那第一个兆头是第一个现一个 indicator 这个 indicator 指标第一个指标是什么？
And what is the first indicator of this person?
他说他要与许多的人建立盟约。
He will confirm the covenant with many.
这个是在七年的开始。
That is at the beginning of these 7 years.
我们听不太懂。
Perhaps we may be not understanding.
这个意思是隐藏的。
Because this meaning is hidden.
然后丹以理继续说。
And Daniel continues to say.
到了一期之半。
In the midst of this week, in these years.
就是三年半的时候,
so in 3.5 years.
他还要做第二个动作。
This is his second action.
这个动作是什么呢?
What is his second action?
我们刚刚念了。
We have read in Daniel.
他说他要使祭祀与贡献止息。
He will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
那请问祭祀与贡献 是指什么说的?
The sacrifice and oblation, what is he referring to?
是指犹太人献祭给神。
It is referring to the sacrifices of the Jewish people to God.
你在你家 barbecue的时候, 那个不叫做 sacrifice.
So when we're at home burning stuff, barbecuing, that is not the sacrifice.
犹太人不可以在自己的家搞一个 barbecue 说我在这里献祭给神是不可以的。
The Jewish people cannot just burn anything at their own home like a barbecue and say this is a sacrifice to God. They cannot do it this way.
全世界只有一个地方是合法可以献祭的。
In the whole world, there's only one place that is legal for them to offer a sacrifice.
要献祭给耶和华,只有这个地方,只有这个祭坛可以献祭。
In order for the Jews to sacrifice to God, there is only one place, one particular place, and one altar that they must sacrifice on.
那就是耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And that is in the temple in Jerusalem.
在圣殿前面有一个铜祭坛。
And before the temple in Jerusalem, there is a bronze altar.
在那个祭坛上,你可以献赎罪祭,献燔祭。
Only on that altar you can offer the sin offering, the burnt offering, on all the offerings.
好，那么既然说只有这个耶路撒冷前面圣殿的那个祭坛是合法献祭的地方。
In other words, if only one particular place that is in Jerusalem before the temple and on the bronze altar.
你如果是个犹太人,
if you're a Jewish person,
你犯了罪,
and you sin,
你现在怎么办?
What do you do now?
你一定要去找祭司。
You have to go to look for a priest.
你一定要去耶路撒冷。
You must go to Jerusalem.
你一定要带什么?
What do you have to bring?
一个羊羔或者带一个牛, 对不对?
You have to bring bulls or goats.
你如果很穷, 你就带一个一对鸽子。
If you're very poor, then you bring the doves.
你只能到那个地方去献祭。
You can only go there to sacrifice.
你不可以在你家献的, 不可以的。
You cannot offer it at your own home, no.
好，那这件事。 在第一个圣殿的时候可以做, 在第二个圣殿的时候也可以做。
You can do this when the first temple was around, when the second temple was around.
什么时候开始就不可能做?
When can't you do this anymore?
主后70年。
70 AD.
为什么?
Why?
圣殿烧掉了。
The temple was burned.
对吧?
Right?
从主后70年一直到今天,
from 70 AD until present day,
地球上没有圣殿,
there is no temple in this world.
你如果是个犹太人,
if you're a Jew,
你犯了罪,
and you sin,
你怎么办?
What do you do?
你又不信耶稣,
you don't believe in Jesus,
搞不定哦,
then I'm in trouble.
对不对?
Right?
你又不信耶稣,
you don't believe in
你现在犯了罪,
Jesus,
你现在犯了罪,
and now you sin,
良心不安,
and your conscience,
按照你的信仰, 你必须到耶路撒冷去献祭, 现在圣殿也没有了。
Now, according to your tradition, you have to go to Jerusalem to offer, no more temple.
差不多2000年过去了。
Almost 2000 years.
一代一代一代一代下来,
generation after generation.
所以一个真正一个信仰犹太教的犹太人, 他的良心就从来没有平安过。
Therefore, for an Orthodox Jew, one who has the Jewish faith and tradition, their conscience is never at peace.
所以受不了的。
So it's unbearable for them.
他怎么办呢?
What do they do?
马克思就干, 马克思是犹太人哦。
And so,
对吧?
Marx was Jewish.
恩格斯这些人都是犹太人了。
And many of the historical figures are Jews.
他们以前老祖宗都曾经侍奉神的。
And their ancestors served God.
可是现在没有祭坛了，没有圣殿。
But now there's no more altar, no more temple.
没有赎罪祭了。
There is no atoning sacrifice.
良心受不了。
So our conscience cannot let us go.
只有一条路。
Only one way.
说什么？
What?
没有神。
There is no God, then you say.
没有神就算了。
So if your conscience is eating at you, you claim there's no God, then forget about it.
唯一可以把你的良心的声音压掉。
And that's the only way to suppress the voice in your conscience.
所以讲无神论讲最多的是犹太人。
And therefore, those who are most atheists are the Jewish people.
对吧？因为他的良心逼着他走这条路。
Because it is their conscience pressing upon them to force them to make this claim.
但是良心压不掉的。
But you cannot forever suppress your conscience.
所以什么叫做以色列的梦？
So what is the Israel's dream?
就是希望有一天怎么样，圣殿能够建起来。
Just as Israel's dream is one day there will yet be another temple.
这是耶路撒冷在这两千年来以色列人天天祷告的事情。
And this is throughout 2,000 years, the daily prayer of Israel.
那这个梦什么时候开始见到端倪了呢？
And so when did this dream start to somewhat appear, you can see the fringes.
他们要经过三个阶段。
They have to go through three stages.
自从他们70年，主后70年，圣殿被毁，四散天下以后。
And after the temple was destroyed, 70 AD, and they were scattered throughout the world.
他们第一个阶段必须要从四散的天下回到巴勒斯坦，对吧？
The first sign would be, first stage would be from all scattered throughout the world to first return to Palestine.
这个阶段什么时候开始的？
And when did this stage begin?
这是1917年。
In 1917.
就是第一次世界大战马上要结束的时候。
And that was right at the end of the First World War.
那个时候得战胜国是英国。
And at that time, the country who won was England.
那英国的国会把巴勒斯坦打下来了。
And it was the parliament, England, the parliament had gained the land in Palestine.
因为当然不是国会打下来，是军队打下来。
Of course, the army won the land, but the parliament made this decision.
那这个时候，英国的国会就立法，有一个法案叫做 Balfour Declaration.
And the parliament had this a law, which is the Balfour Declaration.
在1917年，这个法案出来，对全世界的犹太人说。
And this declaration was for all the Jews throughout the world.
你们四散天下的可以回来。
All those who are scattered throughout the world, you can return home.
那回到你们的这个家乡。
And you can come back to your homeland.
这是1917年这个法案出来以后，世界的以色列人就开始回到。这个应许之地。
It was from this declaration in 1917, all the Jewish people returned to the promised land.
那一年是安息年，不是禧年，对不起。
On that particular year, it was the Jubilee year.
对，然后过五十年。
And 50 years later,
这个1967,
1967,
什么事情发生？
What happened in 1967?
六日战争。
It's the Six Day War.
阿拉伯国家希望把以色列人灭掉。
It was the Arab nations who wanted to destroy the nation of Israel.
但是神救他们。
But God saved them.
用六天。
Six days.
本来亡国了，但是反败为胜，把阿拉伯国家全部打垮。
In the six-day war, they were about to be defeated and the nation destroyed again, but the Lord turned that around and they won over the Arab nations.
在那个得胜的里面，他们得回了几块重要的地点。
And in that victory, they won some important land in that victory.
第一块就是最北方的叫做戈兰高地。
And the first piece of land they won was in the northern called the Golan Heights.
第二块大的土地就是所谓的叫做新，就是要他们用圣经的话叫做这个
Sinai Peninsula.
不是，是叫做撒玛利亚。
And in the terms of the Bible, that second piece of land southern is Samaria.
对，就是约旦河的西边，整个那一大块。
And it is the large piece of land east of the River Jordan.
巴勒斯坦 在联合国就是要把这个地要回来，他们叫做 occupy land， 就是占领的地。
And they had this land from the NATO, and they call refer to this strip of land, the occupied land.
United Nations, 不是
NATO, the United Nations.
联合国。
United Nations.
他叫这个叫占领的地，因为他们巴勒斯坦人认为这是他们的，但是以色列人说这是我们祖宗神给犹太人的，有一块是犹大地，有一块是这个。撒玛利亚人的地，对吧？
And so this strip of land from United Nations, it's called occupied land because the Palestinians claim it's theirs, but Israel said this is given to them by God.
这是第二块。
That is the second piece of land.
最重要的一块。
And the most important piece of land.
是什么？
What is that?
耶路撒冷。
It is Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷在那个1967把它得回来了。
And it was in 1967 they gain this land, Jerusalem.
对以犹太人来讲，这个梦终于怎么样？
So,
看见希望了。
For the Jewish people, finally this dream begins to be possible.
因为有了耶路撒冷，第三个殿就有希望。
Once you have Jerusalem, then there's hope for a third temple.
因为圣殿必须建立在哪一个城市？
Because where must the temple be built?
耶路撒冷
must be built in Jerusalem, right?
而且必须建立在那个所谓的圣殿山上。
And also must be built on the holy mount, right?
加五十。
And so another 50 years.
又是一个禧年。
Another jubilee year.
2017. 那一年就是两年前了。
That's 2 years ago.
什么大事发生？
What great thing took place?
考一考。
Let me test you.
2017年有什么大事发生跟以色列人发生关系？
So what took place? That is a great thing that took place connected with Israel.
与其说美国承认，川普承认。
And now if you say the US or you say Trump, he declared Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
是2017年12月6号。
It was December 6th. 2017，
那是非常重要的日子。
It is a very important date.
在川普总统的手下，他照他竞选总统的时候，2016年，他答应犹太人说，如果我当总统，我要做三件，为你们做三件事。
This was under the Trump administration when he promised if he were elected, he said he will do three things for the Jewish people.
那中间有一件，就是说我要承认以色列的首都是耶路撒冷。
One of those three things he said, I will acknowledge Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel.
然后我要把美国的大使馆从特拉维夫搬到耶路撒冷。
And I will also move the embassy which is at Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
他这是还没有当总统竞选的时候，他的三张支票。
It was three checks he wrote out during his campaign.
到了17年他兑现了。
And there was two of those checks, those checks were cashed in 2017.
17年他宣布耶路撒冷是首都，18年他就在选了有一天非常重要。
And 2017, he declared Jerusalem as the capital, and 2018, on a very important date, he made this next action.
2018年5月14号。
May 14th, 2018.
那一天是什么日子？
What day is that for the Israelites?
以色列建国，国庆。
And that is the Independence Day for the nation of Israel, their 70th year anniversary.
第几年？刚好七十年。
It was their 70th year anniversary.
对，所以那一天美国就宣布把特拉维夫的大使馆搬到耶路撒冷。
And that day, the U.S. declared that the embassy in Tel Aviv would be moved to Jerusalem.
就有一个 coin 出来。
So then they have this coin.
那个 coin 就写七十年。
And this coin was 70 years.
两个人像。
There was two images on the coin.
第一个人像是这个建第一个殿发第二建第二个殿的那个王叫做。古列王，什么 Cyrus？
One of the images of that coin is the building of the second temple, which is King Cyrus.
对，他的 image 旁边另外一个 image 就是 Trump.
And the second image of that coin was Trump.
double 70, 两个七十。
And so double 70s.
就是第一个古列王他是七十年，被掳七十年，宣布你们可以回去建第二个殿。
So after 70 years of captivity, King Cyrus gave the proclamation to return to build the second temple.
那现在过了这么多年以后，现在到了以色列建国七十年，现在川普说，我要把不但你们的首都是耶路撒冷，而且我要把美国的首都搬到耶路撒冷。
So the double 70, after now 70 years of their declaration of independence as a nation, 70 years, Trump not only declared Jerusalem as the capital, but also moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
那个圣殿的银币反面。
And on the other side of the coin for the temple,
就是圣殿。
Was the temple's image.
第三个圣殿。
That is the third temple.
Okay?所以这些事情你慢慢通通可把它连在一起了。
So now if we gradually slowly put all of these events together,
最后红母牛是什么回事？
Then we come to consider about this red heifer.
到17年的时候，
In 2017,
我们有弟兄姐妹去耶路撒冷参观。
There are brothers and sisters who went to tour, visit Israel.
如果你们要去，你们一定要去这个地点。
If you are to go visit Israel, you must visit this particular place.
这个地点在耶路撒冷。
This place is in Jerusalem.
这个机构叫做 Temple Institute.
And this organization is called the Temple Institute.
你可以 .com 就可以上网，你可以看的。
And you can read it online, templeinstitute.com.
我给它中文翻译叫做第三圣殿重建委员会。
Now, this is just my translation of this organization. It's the Institute, Temple Institute to rebuild the third temple.
他们唯一的存在的目的就是要建第三个殿。
The sole purpose of their existence is to build the third temple.
这个机构什么时候开始的？就是耶路撒冷拿回来以后就开始了。
And when does this organization begin? It began when Jerusalem was taken back.
所以从1967年他们拿回耶路撒冷，这个机构产生，这样子一直准备了50年。
Therefore, after Jerusalem was taken back in 1967, for 50 years, this institute was preparing.
所有你在圣经里面读到关于圣殿的或者会幕的家具，你在他那个博物馆里面全部做出来了。
All the descriptions about the temple, all the vessels that institute have, according to their understanding, have made.
我们在圣经里面读的都是就是只知其然不知其所以然。
Now, what we read in the Bible, we have an image or understanding, but we don't actually see it.
你在旧约里面读过一个土灵、乌灵、土。土名对不对？
For example, in the Old Testament, you read about the Urim and the Thummim.
你根本就不知道是什么东西。
We don't know what that actually looks like.
哎，你到那里今天可以看到。
But if you go there, they will make an image and show you.
这一些所有你在圣经里面读过的名词、物件，哎，今天你去耶路撒冷，跑到那个博物馆，什么都有。
All the imagery we read in the Old Testament, we don't know exactly how they're visualized. But if you go to that institute, that museum in Jerusalem, you will see it.
而且它有一个这个放一个影片的一个展览室里面，你坐在里面，它可以放整个第三个圣殿，他们要怎么做？
If you visit that institute, they will have a documentary just to show you the plans how to build the third temple.
按照那个影片。第三个圣殿，第一个殿七年建的，都所罗门。
According to that documentary, it took Solomon 7 years to build the first temple.
那要今天要建第三个殿，按照那个影像来讲，就是半年就完工了。
Now, according to their progress, you can build the third temple in 6 months.
因为所有的材料都预备好了。
Because they've prepared all the material.
他可以用这个 virtual reality 放给你看。
They will display how it's built with virtual reality.
所以第三圣殿叫做呼之欲出。
Therefore, that third temple, the building is just at hand.
东西预备好了，那么地点也找了，这个祭司们统统也训练，正在训练了。
They have all the materials ready. They have the location ready. They are training all the priests. So at any time, the temple is ready.
还差一样东西。
There's one thing that is missing.
就是今天的主题。
And that is the topic for this morning, the red heifer.
因为你如果建立好这些东西,
build all these things,
你需要洁净那个圣殿,
you need to cleanse the temple,
你需要洁净那个祭司,
you need to cleanse the priest,
你需要洁净那些器皿,
and you need to cleanse the vessels.
所以关于这个红母牛,
so concerning this red heifer,
八月二十八号去年,
last year, August 28, 2018,
注意网上他们的消息的话
，If you pay attention to their news，
就是这个 Temple Institute。
That's the news from the Temple Institute。
他们发表，他们说我们找到第一只红母牛。
They have declared they have found the first red heifer。
消失了两千年。
For 2,000 years。
现在出现了。
They don't have this, but now the first red heifer has appeared。
我们要等三个月，等它长大。到三个月的时候，我们要 verify 没有杂毛。
But we'll wait 3 months to verify, examine this red heifer to see there is no mixed coloring.
必须是纯红色的，没有杂毛的母牛。
That they have to examine very carefully this red heifer that is pure red and no mixture in no blemish.
他们显然是。证明没有杂毛。
And after that, they did verify that this was a pure red heifer without blemish.
今年九月二十八号。
This year,
刚刚过。
We just passed September 28th.
他们招了七十个国家的这些跟这个有关的这些代表。
They have invited 70 nations, representative from 70 nations.
参加一个典礼。
What they invited them to this event.
刚刚说要杀这个红母牛，地点在哪里？
What was the place that this red heifer must be slain?
在营外。
It was without the camp, outside the camp.
对吧？那所以就是说，他们要杀红母牛，不在耶路撒冷城里面，要在耶路撒冷的城外。
In other words, they will not slay this red heifer inside Jerusalem, but outside of Jerusalem.
那就是他们圣殿的对面就是橄榄山。
That is opposite of the temple, which is Mount Olive.
所以九月二十八号那一天，今年
so this year,
在橄榄山，他们邀请了七十个国家的代表来参加这个庆典，他们杀了这一只红母牛。
In this year, September 28th, they invited representatives from 70 nations on Mount Olive, opposite Jerusalem, to slay this red heifer.
那换言之，他们所有需要的东西通通预备好了。
In other words, all the things that are needed have been prepared.
那现在这什么东西要 kick off 这个 procedure, 这个开始这个 procedure?
So in other words, then what is to kick off this process, this procedure?
就是必须要有一个人把许多的跟各国签立盟约。
That is someone who will be the one who will confirm this with all the nations, with many.
第一要有一个 peace treaty.
So first, there must be this peace treaty.
对不对？
Right?
你要，那现在犹太人要跟阿拉伯人要签这个约。
And so now Israel will be wanting to sign this treaty with the Arab nations.
现在最大的冲突就是阿拉伯人跟犹太人的冲突。
Now the greatest conflict right now is between Israel and the Arab nations.
你必须有一个人能够把这两边搞定。
There must be someone mediator between these two parties to have the peace.
到今天为止还没有出现这件事，但是有蛛丝马迹。
Until today, this has yet to occur, but we can see hints and traces.
如果这件事情实现，
if this was to take place,
那这七年的开始 countdown 就开始了。
Now then, that will be the beginning of the countdown of these 70, the 7 years.
你说你怎么知道？
You question, how do you know?
那你根据第二句话。
So you have to go according to the passage.
因为第二句话他说三一七之半，他要使贡献于祭物之席。
To confirm this, then in the midst of the week, the 7 years, then he will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease.
那这句话要应验。
Those words will be fulfilled.
请问前提是什么?
What will be the premise for those words to be fulfilled?
他说不准献祭了。
In other words, that means at that time he will cease all the sacrifice.
什么意思?意味着什么?
What does that hint to us will take place?
祭祀曾经开始过。
That means the priest began.
对不对? 那祭祀既然曾经开始过, 那他的前提是什么?
Now, if the priest began, then what was the premise for their beginning?
就是有圣殿。
That means there is the temple.
有第三个殿才可以有祭祀, 同意吗?
Do you agree? If we backtrack, then first, you have the temple that is built, and then you have the priest.
所以一定在某一个时段, 第三个圣殿被允许建了, 然后献了祭大概有三年的时间, 然后在这个3年半的时候, 好,断掉,不准献祭。
In other words, in this line of thinking, you can imagine first there is an agreement to build the third temple, and in the process of this, in 3.5 years, suddenly there is a cease to it, there is no more sacrifice.
半年是建殿,三年献祭。
So if the temple can be built in 6 months, the temple is built, and then 3 years of sacrifice.
然后在三年半的时候,他要进到圣殿。
In the midst of these 7 years, he will enter the temple.
他说不准献祭了。
And he will put an end to the sacrifice.
照保罗的预言, 提摩太后书第四章。
And according to what Paul said in Timothy, the 2 Timothy chapter 4.
对不起。 帖撒罗尼迦后书第四章。
It is in Thessalonians chapter 4.
他说有一个叫做大罪人的,
he said it is the man of sin,
或者叫沉沦之子的,
or it is the son of perdition.
他要出现,
he will appear,
他要进到殿里,
and he will enter into the temple,
自称自己是神,
claiming himself to be God,
然后要世界的人拜他,
and causing all the people of the world to worship him.
所以这一个保罗的意讲的意象跟但以理跟主耶稣所说的都是同一个人。
And in other words, what the Lord Jesus was saying, and what Daniel prophesied, and what Paul is saying, it is the same person.
他要出现在圣地,
and he will appear in the holy place.
他要把祭祀贡献止息,
and he will cause an end to all the sacrifice and oblation.
他要人来拜他,
and he will ask others to worship him.
他说我就是那个弥赛亚,
claiming himself to be the Messiah.
我就是神, 你们拜我就可以了,
and I am God, you worship me.
然后连选, 他因为行大神迹大奇事, 选民就被迷惑, 就跟他走。
And because he was able to perform great wonders and miracles, then the chosen people were deceived and followed him.
所以这个关键人物是这样出现在这个世界的舞台。
Therefore, this key figure will be on the world stage.
那要把他显明出来的就是这一个圣殿。
What will make him known is this third temple.
那这个圣殿要建成跟红母牛灰。
And the rebuilding of this third temple is also connected with the ashes of this red heifer. Perhaps in the past when we speak of these things, they seem so distant and far away. But today, what I want brothers and sisters to realize is that we have to take note that these things, events are taking place before us, one after another. The matter is, are we attentive to it or not?
得不得?
Are you able?
得了哦。
You get it?
可是我不得, 我也没办法了。
If you don't get it, I have no way.
所以我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们来到你的施恩宝座。
Lord, we approach thy seat of mercy.
我们来思想你的话。
And we consider thy word.
你说过的话,
thy spoken word,
你说天地可以废去, 我的话, 一点一话都不能废去。
Thou hast said, heaven and earth can pass away, but not one iota tittle of thy word will pass away.
虽然今天我们读的这些话都是上千年的历史,
and even though these words we shared this morning are from thousands of years ago,
人都淡忘了,
and man would have forgotten,
但是你没有忘记你说过的话,
but thou have not forgotten thy word.
在 适当的时间，你就让这些话一样一样的兑现。
And in thy time, thou allow for these words to be fulfilled one by one.
主啊，今天我们来回头来读你的话，我们来思想你的话，我们就敬拜你。
Lord, as we read thy word and retrace thy word, reflect upon thy word, we worship thee.
果然这些话就是应验在我们的这个时代。
In fact, thy word is fulfilled in our generation.
但愿我们没有人在轻忽你的旨意。
And may we be not careless, neglect thy will.
你第二次回来是一个不能够改变的事实。
Thy second coming is a fact.
你的教会在地上要经过许多的苦难。
And thy church will go through much hardship on earth.
主，我们就求你预备我们。
So Lord, we pray that thou will equip us.
因为苦难要让我们的生命成熟。
Because through the tribulation, our life will mature.
你回来要迎接的心腹是一个成熟的生命。
And in thy coming, thou will welcome a mature bride.
主啊，求你预备你的教会。
Lord, prepare thy church.
我们不像犹太人是等圣殿，圣殿跟我们没有直接的关系。
And like the Jews, we are not waiting for the temple. It has nothing to do with us.
他们等他们的弥赛亚。
They are waiting for their Messiah.
但是我们是等已经来的弥赛亚。
But we await for the Messiah who has already come.
你要第二次回来。
And thou will come again.
这一切都要发生。
And this will take place.
主啊，预备你的教会。
Lord, prepare thy church.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.